right, here we go. Game time. Greatest team ever, Green Bay Packers. That's why we're such fans. But we got a game to win right now, so I better get back to the action. We got a game to win here. What are you guys doing about it?
Good start to this drive so far. Rodgers steps through, throws Cobb. Room to run. Randall Cobb cuts back. What a run! Touchdown!
I used to drink in here when I was 21, and even when it was 18, and it was Irish, and you know, we yucked it up in here a lot.
Grab, grab, grab!
Grab, grab, grab!
Nobody tackling out there!
What the hell's going on out here?
It sat empty a couple years. I could just see what was going to happen, like so many of them. They got smashed into pieces for parking ramps or hotels or something, so I decided, you know what? I knew I'm not going to get rich in the thing, but how great it'll be, I'll be able to go to a place and I'll be able to, you know, network with more Packer fans and have a place to watch road games, and it's just been wonderful. Oh, it's cozy. We get packed in here. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah!
Usually have beer cheese soup. It's kind of a legendary thing. Fried cheese curds, and we actually deep fry our brats. Ringing the bell.
This is the sound of the good guys scoring points.
Fantastic sound system, TVs everywhere, high fives.
Here you go. There you have it.
Thousands of great fans that have come through. They got something really, a bond in common, and there's so many of them that are so passionate. We opened in 96. My wife and I were just married, and that was fortunately a Super Bowl year, and I really wanted to go to the Super Bowl. Amazingly, Vince provided. And you're going to say, well, Vince who? Well, it was like Vince Lombardi, even though he wasn't alive. I made a plea to my statue over there. I asked Vince, please, Vince, all I need is two tickets that I can take your wife to the Super Bowl at face price, which was $275 at the time. And I had a full bar here when the phone rang. And the guy on the other line didn't say, oh, hi, this is Lee. He said in his gravelly voice, this must be your lucky day. I got you two tickets to the Super Bowl at face price. What? I dropped the phone. They said, was it Vince? I says, in a way, you're not going to believe this, but I just got two tickets to the Super Bowl at face price. Vince has provided. So wife says, okay, well, big deal. We got the tickets. How are we going to get down there? Going to drive? We better start now. I said, well, Vince will provide. We'll see. And this lady comes in, and she says, I'm in the travel industry. My husband and I, we were going to go to the Super Bowl, but we don't have tickets and we can't do it now. And so we have reservations. Oh, really? Well, how much do you want for them? She says, this is all frequent flyer miles. You can have it for free. So I told the wife and she said, Vince provided. And then they won. It was the most incredible thing.
The Vince Lombardi Trophy is coming home where it started.
I'm from La Crosse, Wisconsin, and I'm proud of it. Always been a Packer fan since 1965. And remember clearly the championship game and Well, once you lived here, then you'd understand. I spent the 93 season in Green Bay. Oh, it was so exciting. Those days were just unbelievable. They had this Packer fantasy camp back then where they'd bring in these players from the 60s, the whole team basically. They have Bart Starr and Willie Wood and Jerry Kramer, and they had this sort of reunion. It was just like heaven to finally meet all these old stars from the 60s. Lambeau Field, Ice Bowl, reenactments. Chalk talk, catching passes from Bart Starr. These other participants, the fans there, came from all over. It was really an incredible experience. There's one thing I will never forget as long as I live, and that is Ray Nitschke. Ray thought he was a quarterback. He'd have a cigar in one hand, which wasn't lit. He'd just chew on it, you know, rah, 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 growly old guy. And he'd reach behind him like a pitcher, and he'd throw, boom. And so just when he did that, I took off, and I jumped in the air, and I tipped his pass, and I intercepted him. And I'm running down the field saying, I just intercepted Ray Nitschke, and what I didn't realize is Willie Wood and Willie Davis were over there laughing so hard because they knew what was coming. They had apparently were fully ready for Ray to take off after me at full speed screaming, I'm going to get you! I didn't realize when you intercept Ray Nitschke, you better run for your life. And he's chasing me, and I looked, and he had that look in his eye like mean on Sunday. Camp was so much fun that I went 3 straight years. It almost felt like you were part of a family. I was a bachelor for 30-some years and managed to accumulate quite a bit. Before we had a house and we were in an apartment, she said, no, we can't have this stuff all over the house. So then we end up with a bar and put a lot of it in here, and that she was actually happy with that. As far as my collecting, I went to a show up there in Green Bay, and there was basically one guy at that time that was a Wheeler dealer in this stuff, and geez, I think back on that, I should have bought his whole table. I didn't have any idea about the Curly Lambeau legacy and legend and any of that stuff from the 20s or 30s. You know, I was primarily a Vince Lombardi era fan and collector, and so was everybody else. I'd see these programs and you'd go, geez, they must have played 2,000 games. How would anyone ever collect all those programs? And then somehow or another it started and I started collecting programs. Ran into a guy in Phoenix that had the first Packer programs, 1921. And I made a decision, which turned out to be smart back then. Gee, those are something I've never seen before. I don't know how many exist, whatever, back then. And I was able to make a trade deal to get this guy to part with them, not realizing that they were one of one, some of them, and there's not been any other ones found. I had opportunities to buy, you know, jerseys and helmets and different things that now go for $50,000, and I didn't do it. And, you know, you can't kick yourself, though. Because that wasn't my field. I tried to stay focused on the stuff that I like, which was, you know, a lot of stuff that you see in here. We've got Reggie White's pants from the Super Bowl that we won, that we went to, that Vince provided. There's some blood and there's a bunch of different chalk colored still on the knees. We've got things from my favorite game, was the Ice Bowl. So I've got the goal line marker over there and the flags up front. They were all part of Lambeau Field. We've got the stadium dedication flag. the 1961 championship flag, the first championship played in Green Bay. And then we've got the 1965 flag over there also, which was the Browns game. Just kept going, I guess. We get donations from people, fans from all over the world that make this a destination to come here. The Packers tailgate tour, the first place they stopped that many years ago with their big motorhome with these guys, was here. And we had them tapping beer and signing the wall, and we got to network with some of them through these years. Ron Kramer, for example, he came in, and I'd never seen anybody bite a beer can in half. He's gone now, but he could tear that beer can with his teeth. Jerry Kramer came in and opened a beer bottle with a Super Bowl ring. Can you imagine? It wasn't a twist-off. I was trying to tell him that, and he ripped it right off with his ring, and that was the most expensive bottle opener I've ever seen. That's the big thing. The collecting part isn't as important. The accumulation, the values, none of that really means anything. I feel like I've been blessed to meet these other Packer fans that are passionate. And some of them weren't even collectors, but to make sure that when they did save their stuff, it wasn't going to end up in the junk. I'm not going to be around forever, and I understand that, so I'm going to do my part to make sure that I preserve the history of the Packers and the fans that brought them to where they are, and then pass it on to the next fan, so when the Packers are 200 years old, they can look back and they can remember some of those fans that made it all possible.
Brett Favre is my favorite player by far. He was a quarterback in a linebacker's body.
He dived into the end zone and the Packers scored.
We brought the history back.
He's throwing it downfield.
He's got him
wide open. It is going to be a touchdown to Andre Rison.
He brought the tradition of winning.
World champion, Green Bay Packers.
He was the Iron Man of all quarterbacks. One player that can direct a team like that and bring us back to the glory days, he is number one in my book. People would come down and see the shrine and see all my autographs, but they would always ask me, where's Brett Favre? And I'm like, well, I don't have him quite yet. But I got lucky one night at the casino. My wife asked me, well, what you going to do with your winnings? I said, I'm going to get Brett Favre's autograph. And sure enough, I had to put that up the very next day. We lived in this house for 26 years now. I started collecting, and I had it on the entertainment center up in the living room. And my wife, Jamie, said, you got to move some of this stuff.
I let him have one side of the shelf, which didn't take no time to fill up. So he asked me if he could move some of it into the second level of our house. And I said, yeah, just as long as you stay to one side. Well, that got overtaken.
So I moved it down here, and I added one shelf. Then it just, over the years, more and more items. You know, I'd find it at secondhand stores, rummage sales. I'm glad my wife agrees with me with some of our decor, you know, because, you know, I had to ask her, you know, I just didn't want to do it.
Totally cool with it. I just hope I never have to move.
If I have a bad day, I come down here and I feel better. I like showing it to people, and people who are true Packer fans understand. There are shelves and shelves of Packer items, from bobbleheads, pitchers, Brett Favre and Reggie White. I got bobbleheads of Vince Lombardi, old-time Packer players, all kinds of TV guides, cereal boxes, 48 autographs of Packer players, past and present. I mean, you name it, I have it in this shrine. I am so proud to be a Packer fan, and I might be a little outrageous with it, but man, they bring joy to me, you know? It's fun watching the games, fun collecting items. It's the shrine, the man cave, you know. It's all here in green and gold. Well, I got the shrine, but how many people can say they have a replica of Lambeau Field? So I said, I'm going to do it. I can't wait till you see the finished product because it looks good to me. Going to the game, the first time I've been to Lambeau Field, and it just takes your breath away. Just the history, the tradition, seeing all the players on the Ring of Honor, and just the fans, it's just like one giant party, you know, having a good time.
Rainbows into the end zone, and it is caught! Yes! The fly to the end zone! Yes! Touchdown, Green Bay!
When people come into our living room, we got a tri-level house. And when you look down on the second level, the first thing they see is a replica of Lambeau Field, the mini Lambeau. And they ask, what is that? I go, oh, are you a Packer fan? And they go, yeah, you know, well, come check it out. I started this project, Lambeau Field, in 2003, but I've been tinkering with it for the last 14 years. It turned out good. I'm happy. I'm pretty handy, you know, woodworking-wise. I mean, we made a deck, three-season room, a pool deck, a front porch. And, you know, I told my brother and my good friend Bruce and Lon, we went up to the game, and I already started the project. And they go, well, how are you going to do that?
I really didn't know what he was, you know, what that was going to turn out to be like.
At first she was like, what are you doing? And I told her what I was trying to make. And she goes, how are you going to do that?
I just sat back and waited to see the result.
Me and my brother were out in the backyard. We painted two plywood things all black. Then we used the paneling and did the oval. That was outside of it. Then did the inside. Then he did all the windows around there with paper and little balsa wood and painted it green and the black windows. Then I did the atrium on the one side. And I made that out of plywood, 2x4s, you know, just to get the base and make it look right. Then I went around and did the Shopko entrance. And I put lights in that. Then I come around and did Farm and Fleet Gate. If you see, every piece is painted, cut out, and if it didn't look right, I would take it down and redo it, you know? But it's a pretty good replica of it, you know, but in HO scale.
A third down, deep drop, halftime, Rainbow, wow. Right side, Jordy, wide open, falling. Cuts it back left.
He's at the 20.
He's to the 20.
He's at the 10.
10-5 to the house.
Touchdown over the Bears.
73 yards.
I got players from an old football game. Got them all set up. Got two little cameras at both ends. The field goal poles. To do the field, we got a little piece of artificial turf where it's green. We cut it out to the size, then did the 50-yard line with a G in the middle and a little pinstriping from cars. I even have Curly Lambeau made out of Army Men, and Vince Lombardi, made out of Army Men. I got a little jacket, a little hat. I'm Vince Lombardi. Over the years, when they are adding things or the new addition, I would add that to the stadium. I added the south end with the tri-level and the Jumbotron up on top. My son helped me add the two DVD players, and then I had the 2010 season and the highlights. When I put them in and had them going, I sat there the whole time and watched the whole DVD. That, I was like, this is cool, you know, with two Jumbotrons and the highlights, you know. That was a milestone. It's complete. It's got everything. There was a couple times where I kind of gave up on it and, you know, let it sit there for like a couple weeks, maybe a month. And I said, I got to get back to it. You know, I got this far. I ain't going to quit. One hurdle after another, it was, you know, getting something done. And it makes you feel good. And to step back and look at it, and it turned out good. I'm happy and proud of it.